The DA today announces that for the first time in our democratic history, the South African cabinet has adopted a policy of the DA as official government policy in an area that is fundamental to our country's survival and future. The national framework towards the professionalization of the public sector, which was approved by cabinet on the 19th of October 2022, has wholesale adopted the DA's policy to abolish cadre deployment and replace it with merit-based appointments throughout the public sector. As the highest executive decision-making body in the country, Cabinet's adoption of the framework means that President Cyril Ramaphosa's government has accepted the DA's merit-based appointment policy as the only way we can begin to fix our country's crippled and corrupt public sector. As a direct consequence of the DA's ceaseless efforts to generate public pressure against ANC cadre deployment corruption, the framework stipulates that, quote, deployment practices ought to be ditched in favor of merit-based recruitment and selection system, which is key to building a capable, ethical, and developmental state. Now that the DA has won this policy battle, we are redoubling our efforts in the legal battle and opening a new front to force the implementation of what now is official government policy to abolish cadre deployment. We will therefore urgently write to President Cyril Ramaphosa, requesting him to rescind his earlier decision to oppose the DA's court application to abolish cadre deployment. It is hypocritical and completely untenable for Ramaphosa to continue opposing our court case, despite the fact that abolishing cadre deployment is now official government policy. We will also write to the Speaker of the National Assembly, requesting her to refer the DA's End Cadre Deployment Bill back to the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration for adoption. The formal adoption of the DA's policy against cadre deployment by Cabinet constitutes the single most significant public policy breakthrough for South Africa since 1994. It also signifies that even the ANC now accepts that the DA's superior policies and ideas are ready to govern.